Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Lori Walsh in today for Kara Hetland. In times of crisis, South Dakotans are naturally inclined to spring into action and be of service. Janan Berberovic is Chief Philanthropy Officer at Avera Health, and Stacey Erickson is Vice President of Quality and Data Integration. And they're joining us today to talk about how Avera is encouraging community members to help through sewing masks for healthcare workers. Janan, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us. Good to hear you.
Stacey, thanks for being here as well.
You bet.
All right, let's start with you, Janan. Am I saying your name close?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about this project for sewing masks for healthcare workers. I think we all know the problem, and how can people be part of the solution?
Absolutely. So Avera, thanks to many, many generous individuals who were calling last week and this week, decided to go ahead and begin accepting masks that individuals were sewing on their own time at home. I know that Stacey has been more involved with that and her team. So Stacey, if I missed anything, please feel free to add to that.
Yeah, jump in, Stacey, please.
Yeah, I think you covered that well. We had an outpouring of communities, community members contacting teams all over Avera, asking how they could help. And social media, of course, from what's going on in the East and the West Coast, had a lot of coverage on face masks. And so that sort of rose to the top as an opportunity for people to contribute to the efforts.
All right. What can Stacey tell us a little bit about the process and start with this idea of, you know, some hospitals have been hesitant to accept anything because how do you ensure that you're not bringing in something that's has a contagion
right.
on it? Tell us that.
Right. So you've got a great point. We do have to be very careful about how the masks are delivered to the facilities. We are on a no-visitor policy right now, so we don't want people coming in and out of the doors to drop off masks. So we've been working with our foundation to set up drop spots that the masks can be dropped off outside, and then they will all be laundered through the hospital laundry process to do any sanitation that needs to happen with what we receive so that it's useful and people can, you know, use them safely. I do want to, you know, reiterate or let folks know that the cloth masks don't replace the current surgical masks that we wear to keep our employees safe. But because we know around the country there is a shortage of those surgical type masks, the cloth masks can actually cover over the surgical mask, extending the life of that very valuable piece of equipment that helps keep our employees safe.
All right, Janan, that's a very important point for people to notice. This is not replacing a surgical mask. It is extending its life. So tell us a little bit about how people can find how to do this, what kind of material they're supposed to use, and how to design and create something that's useful.
Absolutely. So Avera created a great resource page for that. If you, if the listeners want to head on over to avera.org/COVID-19. On that website, you can select resources, and there we have a wonderful document that lists what types of patterns we are looking for, the types of specifications, and then, of course, also who to contact if individuals are in a position to drop off masks. As you know, Avera's health ministry spans throughout South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, and so we have drop-off locations throughout our entire footprint.
All right, so basically you're going to use a new T-shirt fabric and or possibly quilting cotton. You're going to wash it. You're going to follow one of the supplies and patterns, add the elastic to it, and when you make 25 of those, you're going to find the place in your community where there will be a drop-off site. Avera is going to do the laundering and the sanitation for you. And these are going to help extend the mask of surgical workers. Janan, just tell me a little bit about, you know, the flood of people in South Dakota who want to help and want to do something and are kind of chomping at the bit to be of use. What does that tell you about the people that you serve?
Absolutely, Lori. I often share with groups and with our team here at Avera that philanthropy is the opportunity for people to give whatever they have of in abundance. For some people, it's time. For others, it's resources. In a case like this, it's individuals who have some time and who are willing to sew some masks for us. But I want you to know that during this whole pandemic, we have seen an incredible and an inspiring outpouring of support. There are dental offices, tattoo parlors, salons in our communities that are giving masks. There are hotel companies that are reaching out to Avera wanting to provide housing for our caregivers and our care providers who maybe need to isolate themselves from their loved ones. And, you know, each year Avera is fortunate where we have about 19,000 benefactors who support our health ministry. But at a time like this, their generosity and their support is even more important.
Stacy, any other thoughts you want to have here before we let you go about how exactly this is going to work or what people need to know? We'll put the link to the website up on our website at listen.sdpb.org. But I also found it by just typing in Avera, how do I sew masks? And it popped right up with those instructions as well. Stacy, other thoughts?
I just want to extend my sincere appreciation to those seamstresses who are sharing their talents to help our employees. Our employees are working hard every day right on the front lines of the pandemic. So this makes them feel, you know, recognized across their communities.
Yeah. Are there other ways? Because let's talk about that just for a minute, because it can be hard once you're in that bubble doing that work and really being as worried as the rest of us are about what's possibly to come. This whole idea of staying home and taking these precautions and washing your hands and then, you know, taking action into sewing masks. So much of this is for our loved ones and the vulnerable among us, but is also being done for these sacrifices are being made for these frontline, doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists, healthcare workers of all kinds. It's so important. Do they feel that support and love, Stacy, do you think, or is there more we can do?
I do think that employees feel that recognition. They know their communities are thinking about them. Offering a word of prayer for those employees every day would be a welcomed spirit.
All right, Stacy and Jadon, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us. Have a wonderful day and stay well.